Before the four young friends could react, six boys jumped over the fence, landing heavily in front of BJ. The leader was taller and broader than BJ. His hair was combed into a tall spike, and his black t-shirt was slashed in several places. The other boys sported similar hairstyles and clothes. They crowded roughly into the scrapyard, looking hungrily around.
Oh, hi.
Hey, yo, FD.
BJ dropped his voice into a deep growl and stuck his hands into his pockets. He moved and stood in front of FD, hoping that the tough-looking boys hadn't spotted his friends behind him.
What's up? I didn't expect to see you and the gang here.
FD sneered at the small boy, slowly tapping a thick stick in his head.
What you hiding there? The gang's no good for you anymore?
No, of course not, big man. You know how much I want to be part of your gang? You're way cool, man.
Ew, part of us.
Part of us? Got to go up quickly, Crawfish.
BJ clenched his fists but kept quiet. One gang member, a skinny boy with long legs and a weaselly face, suddenly yelled in delight.
Hey, look, guys! BJ is not only a pipsqueak, he's a sissy. Look at his baby toys.
He dangled Kato and Timothy Tiger high in the air, much to the boy's horror.
Ooh, and a pet rat too.
Another boy scooped up Hammy, who had dashed out impulsively to save the little bear and cub.
Hey, leave them alone!
Shouted BJ, jumping forward to grab his friends, only to be held back by the rest of the gang. FD stepped in front of the small struggling boy and drawled.
What's this, BJ? Going softy, are you?
The bully's eyes gleamed unpleasantly.
No, of course not, man. They're scruffy old things that I picked up. I was going to throw them to the rats. You know, the big, nasty ones at the other end of the yard? We can do it now, if you like, but hey, they're no big deal. Let's go do some really cool stuff. These pathetic toys can wait. The rats come out at night anyway. Come on.
FD stared at BJ, who met his gaze fearlessly.
Whatever. But you gotta come with us now. We got plans for you.
Relieved, but not daring to show it, the spunky boy caught the little bear and cub as the jeering boys tossed them roughly at him. He grabbed Hammy by the tail, much to the hamster's agitation, and walked across to the hut. Opening the door, he quickly flung them inside, slammed the door shut, and turned around.
Right, guys, let's go!
The gang and BJ tripped noisily to the fence, jumped over, and were gone. Kato, Titi, and Hammy picked themselves up from the cushions where BJ had deliberately thrown them to break their fall. Hammy chittered in protest at his rough handling at the gang's coarse and vulgar hands. Kato and Timothy Tiger gingerly tested their arms, legs, and paws, relieved to find that everything was working as they should.
Phew, that was a close shave.
The tiger cub shuffled his paws sheepishly, but under his friend's steady gaze, he finally blurted out.
The gang's the most powerful group of kids in this town. Everyone's afraid of them, even their parents. BJ wants to join them so that people won't make fun of him and his parents for being so poor.
But who? BJ's not like them.
Of course not. The very thought of it.
Kato twiddled his toes anxiously, and Hammy stamped a tiny foot on the ground.
No, he's not, but he has to pretend that he is, so that they'll accept him. That's why he doesn't go to school. Usually after work, he'd be hanging out with them, but not these couple of days since you're here.
Hammy, Titi, we must help BJ get away from these bad boys. Let's follow them and see where they go.
The three brave friends scrambled through the fence. It was easy to follow the gang as their loud voices carried far in the still afternoon air. Soon, they caught up with the boys. Silently, they hid behind the corner of a wall and peeped around cautiously. FD was running up and down the street, rattling his stick against the gates of the surrounding houses. The din of hacking metal was deafening. The other five gang boys picked up stones and flung them into the gardens. The sound of smashing glass could be heard, and BJ winced in discomfort. Angry shouts came from a brick house with a broken window, and the gang ran off, cackling in glee. BJ hesitated for a moment, then, as a large red-faced man emerged from the house, he scampered away after the rest of the gang. The boys wandered down the street to the small town park. Everywhere they went, people shied away from them, but a few looked disapprovingly at BJ.
Shame on you, young man.
An elderly woman frowned. She seemed to be looking at BJ. She leaned on a walking stick and blocked the way as the boys tried to push past her.
What's the matter, BJ? Are you gonna let her insult you like that? I think you better do something.
FD pushed BJ towards the woman to a chorus of...
Oh, yeah. Go on, Pipsqueak. Show her who's BJ, boss, BJ.
BJ, go!
BJ swallowed and scowled at the old woman.
It's none of your business, old woman. Let us through. Or else.
But she stood firm. BJ clenched his jaws and, with an apologetic look at the woman, grabbed her walking stick. She stumbled and fell to her knees. BJ threw down the stick and, white-faced, ran to join the other boys who had already lost interest and swaggered away. Kadeau dashed out from their hiding place and helped the old woman to her feet. Timothy Tiger retrieved her walking stick and placed it carefully in her hands, while Hammy brushed away the dirt from her shoes. Fortunately, she was otherwise unhurt and said gratefully,
"Thank you, children, for helping an old blind woman. Who are you?"
The little bear replied solemnly,
"We are BJ's friends, and he really didn't mean to push you. Those bad boys made him. Please, please don't be angry with him."
"I'll be alright. Go on then. Go after that boy and get him away from those brats who don't know any better."
Okay.
The three friends turned and scuttled after the disappearing gang, who had left a clear trail of devastation in their wake. Overturned litter bins, broken branches, and scattered leaves blazed a path across the park that the youngsters followed until finally they found themselves back in the streets. They nipped behind another wall as the gang gathered outside a row of shop houses.
"Isn't that Mr. Gross's store?"
Timothy Tiger nodded, his eyes fixed anxiously on BJ, who seemed to be arguing with FD. The small boy shook his head vehemently, and FD's face got redder and redder.
"All right, sissy. If you don't do this, you will never be part of the gang. Ever. Come on, gang. Let's leave BJ the coward here to think about that."
BJ's a
jeering and laughing, the six boys sauntered away. BJ stood dejectedly outside Mr. Grocer's store, staring back and forth between the store and the disappearing gang. Finally, he sighed, squared his shoulders, and followed quickly after the gang.